USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me, and it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore, because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200, and shipping is free.
For the first time, more than half of the United States population has detectable levels of COVID-19 antibodies from a prior infection. That's according to new data from the CDC, but agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that doesn't mean all of those people have maximum protection from the virus.
Those who have detectable antibody from prior infection, we still continue to encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know how long when that infection was. We don't know whether that protection has waned.
The number of Americans with detectable COVID-19 antibodies surged from 34% in December to 58% in February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States won't take part in saber-rattling when it comes to Moscow's threats about a possible nuclear conflict. He called it reckless, dangerous, and unhelpful after a weekend visit to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to sign bills passed by the legislature.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday to create a police force dedicated to voter fraud and other election crimes. The law creates an Office of Election Crimes and Security under the Florida Department of State. They will review fraud allegations and conduct preliminary election investigations.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The world's oldest person has passed away.
Kei Tanaka of Japan, who was recognized as the world's oldest person, has died at age 119. Born in January 1903, Tanaka enjoyed playing Othello and had a penchant for chocolate and fizzy drinks. She was certified as the oldest living person in 2019 when she was 116 years old. City officials in her hometown of Fukuoka say she lives at a nursing home and was in and out of the hospital only recently. With Tanaka's death, the world's oldest human is now Lucille Randon, a 118-year-old French nun known as Sister Andre. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Recent polling found that middle-of-the-road Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is now one of the most popular senators in the country. The West Virginia Democrats' popularity in his home state has surged by 16 points since Biden took office. Manchin has repeatedly stood in the way of the far-left agenda associated with the Biden administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.